here's a story from The World.
Thailand's officials are doing nearly everything they can to stop a growing protest movement against the government. They've locked up more than 50 protest leaders, many of them college students. They've threatened anyone who demonstrates with 2 years in prison. They've also sprayed peaceful crowds with a stinging blue liquid. None of this, though, appears to be working. In fact, as we're about to hear from the world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok, the protests are only getting bigger and more defiant. Patrick, you've been out covering this movement. What's the mood at these protests?
Very youthful, defiant, as you said, and totally fed up with the government, but also quite disciplined and polite, Marco. So if you go to these protests, you won't see any weapons or any tough guys. You'll see a lot of students, some wearing their college or even high school uniforms. And there's this vibrant sense of solidarity. Last night, I watched several thousand students block one of Bangkok's busiest roads, just sitting down in traffic in the middle of the road. And then they were calling everyone watching to come join them. And so what they're saying there is, Long Ma, Long Ma, come on down, trying to coax people sitting on the sidelines or watching from a nearby bridge to come sit with them, saying, you know, join us, don't be afraid. And many people did. So they blocked the road for a few hours and just went home. And this sort of thing happened all over the country. Tens of thousands of people in many dozens of provinces just sending a message that, hey, even though you say we can go to prison for doing this, we're doing it, government, your move. And the protesters say they're going to keep popping up in random places, defying the government to stop them.
What do the demonstrators and the whole movement want?
Well, they have three demands. Get rid of the prime minister. That's number one. That's Prayut Chan-o-cha, and he's a former army general who came to power 6 years ago through a military coup. And Thailand has had more than a dozen military coups. And in general, the army likes to promote this very conservative, very obedient mindset in the country, which the students don't like. Number two, they want to reform the constitution, basically rewriting the whole power structure, which upholds what they would call a feudal society. And then there's the third demand, which is hugely transgressive by Thai standards and has honestly left a lot of people's jaws hanging open. They're asking to reform the Thai monarchy, which is, you know, all students in Thailand are taught. The monarchy is the pinnacle of Thai society. You do not critique it in any way or else you can go to prison.
So give us a little bit more information about the movement's vision for the monarchy. What do they mean by reform?
Yeah, it's not a full-on assault on the monarchy. It's a demand to change the monarchy's role in society. So in Thailand, it's blasphemous and legally quite dangerous to make demands of the monarchy, period. So a lot of the protesters have targeted this and said that this should change. When I asked one of the protest leaders named Rung how the movement hopes to reform Thailand's monarchy, she said this. So she says she would prefer the laws surrounding the monarchy to be more like the UK or Japan, where the royal institution doesn't play quite as prominent a role in society. And I should point out that that young woman is now in prison on sedition charges.
Mm. Patrick, with the Thai government threatening to lock up people who protest and their efforts to stop them in the streets, where do you see this movement going next?
Well, short term, the protesters are full of energy, and they will keep coming out. They feel it's this now or never moment. As for the government, they have tried to suppress the movement in so many ways, shutting down the train system in Bangkok so you can't get to the protest. Today, they said they're blocking certain online media outlets that cover the protest. So there is more that they could do, but it's more like, you know, rubber bullets, using violence. And hopefully it won't come to that. But at some point, it feels like something has to break.
The world's Patrick Nguyen in Bangkok. Thanks very much for the update, Patrick. We'll check back in soon.
Thanks, Marco.